Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as a teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, we're going to be focusing in on the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14. This is the whole series that we're teaching through over the next several weeks leading up to Christmas. We're focusing in the different aspects on this verse that says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, right? We are focusing on the mysterious act of the incarnation. So as we get started, let me look at this passage again, and then we will go ahead and get started. John 1, verse 14. It says this, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. You know, it's been said by one author that if you look at the different gospel accounts, you can look at the Gospel of Matthew and the Gospel of Luke. You get these really quintessential pictures of what happened during the Christmas story, that or what we know of the Christmas story. And so one author has said it this way, that Matthew and Luke tell us what the Christmas story is. John tells us, though, what the Christmas story means. He embeds it, almost pulls back the curtain to show us this rich theological tapestry of the culmination of really the entire storyline of the Bible. This is why we're titling the series With Us, because at every point in the scriptures, there is this long arc of God's desire to be with his people. This is the very beginning you see in Genesis, as God desires relationship to be with humanity as he has created them. You see this issue play out with the onbreaking of sin into the human story that brings a separation, and God lays out in the rest of the Torah, he lays out a pathway for his people to be reunited with him, and a guardrail through the law of how they're supposed to follow the law in relationship with him. You see the story of the tabernacle as God's presence shows up to be with his people. You see the permanence of God's presence with his people in the temple. You see again the destructive nature of sin and rebellion as the people reject him. And the prophet Ezekiel shows us this vision of the Spirit of God leaving the temple. And all throughout the scriptures, you see this yearning and aching in the human story to be reunited with our Creator in perfect peace and perfect harmony, to be with him and he with us. And John here is saying that the full story, the full arc of God's activity is here, finding a climactic moment as God takes on flesh and dwells with his people. I love how one author put it. Eugene Peterson said it this way, the Word became flesh and moved into the neighborhood, right? God desiring to be with us. He truly is the Emmanuel. We might sing that song during this time of year, O come, Emmanuel. And that name, Emmanuel, comes from the Hebrew compound word, which means the with us God, or the God who is with us. It's part of his nature, part of his desire. God desires to be with us. And I think what is so bizarre about this Christmas series, and maybe disorienting about this Christmas season we enter in year after year, is that we kind of rehearse a similar story, and yet we often miss the real heartbeat of what God is doing in the Christmas story, instead of it becoming about a time when God enters into the human story to be with us. We make it about something entirely different. We have commercialized and, taken advantage of the sentimentality of this season, when it's really this breathtaking reality of God's desire to show his love and care and concern for us. We often will miss the point. So as we move into the Christmas season this year, I invite you to pause regularly, to stop and think, what am I actually celebrating this year? What am I actually thinking about? Where does my mind go as I think about Christmas? What are the things that get me excited? What are the things that bring me joy in this season? And do they have to do with the essence of this story of God's desire to be with you personally, to know you, to walk with you, to care for you, or is it built around something else? You know, one of the things I love about the Christmas season is all of the music that gets associated with it, particularly the hymns. And if you know me, if you've attended the Worthington campus, you know I have the temperament of a, you know, 75-year-old dude stuck in a 35-year-old body. So I love the hymns. There's something about that background, that rich history, something that just feels a bit older or established. The hymns always speak to me, and there's one that I particularly like this time of year, the hymn, Hark the Herald Angels Sing. You might know this, and I'll say this, just kind of, you can keep this in your back pocket and pull this out later at some point. I always thought until about 2 years ago that the angels were singing Hark the Herald, right? That's the phrase. This, no, it's the herald angels are singing Hark. This has nothing to do with the rest of the drive cast, but you can just hold on to that and impress your friends with that bit of knowledge. But in the second verse of this hymn is a beautiful language that I think captures exactly what John is trying to articulate in chapter 1, verse 14. It says this, Christ by highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord, late in time, behold him come, offspring of the virgin's womb, here it is, veiled in flesh, the Godhead see. Hail incarnate deity. Pleased with us in flesh to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. In other words, it's rehearsing the story that God actually is pleased to be with us. He desires to be with us. He desires relationship with you. And so I invite you today to take that baseline idea that God desires to be with you into the rest of your quiet time and as you move into your day today. That in Christ we see the Godhead, the deity of Jesus incarnate as he is pleased with us to dwell. Friends, thanks for tuning in to the Drivecast. We'll see you back here next week.